Hey, everybody. Good morning. We are GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source, live from the studios in the Grand Cities Mall. On the show today, North Dakota State Senator Scott Meyer. Got to have a little applause for my buddy Scott. And your show today, by the way, brought to you by the Southtown Poorhouse, where every day is a great day. If you just stop in and you know what, your favorite drinks and, of course, happy hour, half price apps and taps every day from 4 to 6. Buck Burgers on Tuesdays. How about Thursdays? Awesome steak specials Thursday night at 6. And make sure to check out the Southtown Poorhouse's events page to find out when your favorite band is playing. In fact, coming up this Friday, it's October Road. Saturday, DJ and the Atomica. How about that? Yeah, every day is a great day at Southtown Poorhouse. 2015 Library Circle next to the Grand Cities Mall. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. Have any questions or comments for Senator Scott Meyer? Feel free to give us a call or a text. 701-213-0863 is our phone number. Again, 701-213-0863. Well, it's that time. Before we get too much further into the show, time now for our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go, Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Let's see what Paul, the producer, says about this one. This just happened to me the other day, and I'll never forget the look on the cashier's face when she scanned a bag of bird seed that I bought. And I asked her, how long does it take for the birds to grow once I plant them?
Boo.
Come on. Jeez. One of these days. How are you, my friend?
I'm well. Thank you for having me. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. Right. How this extended winter, how's it been treating you?
You know, I'm really looking forward to these 2 weeks of summer this year. It's been wild. A lot of rain.
You're pushing your luck there. You're an optimist, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we might get a week and a half. Who knows? But I'm fortunate I didn't have any water issues in my basement. So, yep. You know, a lot of those folks did.
Oh, a lot of people did.
We need some warm weather, some wind, some sun. Let these farmers get out there digging and get to work.
Yep. So. Let the farmers start digging. Let the boats start boating.
Yeah.
Let the motorcycles start cycling.
There's still ice on some of these lakes.
Yeah, I know. I just saw a report from down by the Twin Cities still at 14 inches.
That's wild.
And the guy was out there ice fishing today.
Nope. I'll just go get a filet of fish at McDonald's. Yeah. I don't like it that much. I'm not ready to die.
With this winter being the way it was and the weather, everything, hinder you at all going back and forth to Bismarck?
Not really. You know, the worst winter I had with Bismarck and travel was in 2017. They got all that snow that year.
Yeah.
But beyond that, no, it really hasn't bad. Plus, we're not in session, so we have interim committees. Mm-hmm. And if there is weather issues, we could just zoom in, which is really nice. I remember when COVID happened and we were talking about putting in video, just like we're doing right now. There was some pushback like, wow, should we have everything videoed? It works. It works great. And again, when we're in session too, let's just say you're, like I said, from Grand Forks and you want to come testify in Bismarck. You might only come up and talk for a minute about something.
Yeah, yeah.
But you got to drive 3.5 hours and take a hotel.
I did that once.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So it works. You know, obviously we like people in the Capitol. Mm-hmm. And I can catch you in the hallway and ask you a few questions. But again, if it doesn't work for your schedule, you can zoom in.
Right.
It works fine. Yeah.
So did Bismarck get socked with that bad blizzard?
Yes.
Or did it miss them?
No, they got hit too. Right.
Was there any power outages around the Bismarck area?
Yeah, there were some. I think there was, talking to folks around there, it was that heavy, wet snow.
Yeah,
and then you're seeing, and then you're seeing the power line snapping and poles snapping too.
And this was 25 years after Blizzard Hannah.
Didn't it feel eerily similar?
It sure did.
Yeah.
It sure did. I remember I was sitting there thinking, okay, do I move snow? Do I mow? what do I do today? There's been like 8-10 times now that I have been ready to put away my snow removal gear out of my garage so I can get my boat and stuff in there, but it just doesn't happen. Every time I think, okay, I'm going to go park all this stuff for the year, then we get another 3-4 inches.
Absolutely. I know. I have both my lawnmower and my snowblower sitting next to one another right now.
Ready to roll.
Like, yeah, I want to put the snowblower away for the year, but I'm not that confident yet.
You know, you're kind of a sports guy. Mm-hmm. Minnesota Twins. How about those Twins?
Heck
huh?
Yeah. Heck yeah. They're playing well.
I mean, you know, the only bad thing is, and one of the guys that hosts the best Forking Sports Arena show that we do on Thursday night is Monty. But he's a Yankee fan.
That's a problem.
Yeah, it is a problem. Yeah. And so he made a post, Yankees hottest team in the major leagues right now. Twins are the second hottest.
11 in a row. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the Twins? What, like 11 of 12?
They're yeah, and they're like five games up.
Yeah.
In the conference now.
They're fun to watch. I went to a game already this year.
Oh, did you?
I was in Boston for Easter.
Oh, no
so
kidding.
I had seats behind the Twins dugout. I'm not going to tell you what I paid, but it was great. We were there. Of course, the Twins lost.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Buck got hurt the game before, mm-hmm. so he didn't play. Best player in baseball, in my mind.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to see him. They get shut out, all that stuff. But I was still at Fenway.
You know, I do have a little spot in my heart for Boston because my son is a scout for the Red Sox.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah. Boy, they sure sent him some really nice clothing.
I bet. Well, hey, the fans there were pretty nice to us. They chirped me a little bit because we were wearing gear. Mm-hmm. So my girlfriend and I were walking around wearing twin stuff. But then once they realized, well, we're from the Midwest. We're pretty nice. They were buying us rounds of drinks.
Oh,
it was
great. Yeah. And in Fenway Park, I've never been in it, but I've driven by it. Yes. You talk about some history there.
History. And we were walking, I did the Yaki, and we're walking, and all of a sudden I see these people handing an ID. This is before the ball game. And I'm like, well, it must be a bar or something. So we dipped in. It's called the Monster Bar. So mm-hmm. you're underneath the Green Monster, and it's pregame, and it's full, and they have like this garage door open so you can see onto the field warming up. And it was really just, what an experience. And then again, we were sitting behind the dugout, and all of a sudden I'm getting text messages from buddies back home. They're like, are you in Boston right now? And I'm like,
they
why?
They can see you on TV?
They see me on TV. they had one that was just zoomed in, like right there. But like, yep, I am. And they go, the person sitting next to you is a lot more attractive than you just say, you know. I'm like, yeah, I've heard
you know,
that.
A funny story about when I was in Boston, I was with my sister. And we were in the oldest bar in the United States. I don't remember the name of it. But I happened to see a family wearing Arctic Cat jackets. And I said, hey, I'm from the town that makes Arctic Cat snowmobiles. And a guy sitting at the bar goes, you mean Thief River Falls, Minnesota, where everybody is somebody? I mean, he even knew the town motto, you know? And I'm like, shut up. That's awesome. Come on, man.
That was awesome.
And then we went to Massachusetts. We went out of Gloucester. We went fishing. I don't know if you've ever seen Wicked Tuna.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we went fishing out of that harbor. And guy asked us, where are you from? And I told him we're from Minnesota. And, oh, Bill over there, one of the deckhands, he's from Minnesota. So I walked up. I go, heard from Minnesota? And he says, yeah. I said, what town? He goes, you probably never heard of it. And I said,
give me a
surprise
shot.
Me, yeah. Thief River Falls. And I'm just like, no way!
You're kidding me again.
I couldn't believe it. I'm yelling at my wife, wait, look at this. We ran into somebody else. But that is one nice thing about us being up here in the Midwest. Most people do treat us pretty decent, unless mm-hmm. you go to Philly. You
right, know? I've heard that.
It's a little uglier over there. But I love Boston.
It was awesome. So we walked down the Commonwealth by all these row houses, and we're just after the game. Of course, the Twins lost. And all of a sudden, guess what? We go, oh, there's cheers. Should we go in? Yeah, let's go in. We ended up talking to a guy and a wife from Virginia, Minnesota.
Wow.
And he was talking about politics and how to get involved. And we ended up, like, of course, politician, we're talking.
Oh, yeah.
That was about an hour and a half later.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah. And then, anyway, I go to the restroom. It's not a very big bar. Mm-hmm. Cheers. Yep. And I'm walking by, and someone goes, hey, are you from Grand Forks? And I'm like, yeah, I am. And of course, I'm wearing Twins gear, but still, that shouldn't be enough of a qualifier. Uh-huh. And they go, are you a senator? And I'm like, yeah. And then, sure enough, I end up taking a photo of these people from Grand Forks.
Oh, yeah. I thought maybe somebody was creeping you from over on the East Coast. I'm
like, no comment.
I saw him on TV right behind home plate.
Yeah.
I suppose we could talk a little bit about what you do. Mm-hmm. I do want to talk about, I saw some of your social media posts, Boot Shoot 2022.
Yeah.
It looked like that was a blast. Tell us about that.
It's the annual fundraiser put on by my company and some other companies down in the Texas area, just to support veteran causes. So you got the Brain Treatment Foundation, Third Option, and 22 Kill. Again, raised over $1 million. I went last year for the first time, and it is just moving, right? So there's two aspects to it, I guess. You got the shooting part. So mm-hmm. you have to have a veteran on your team. You can go around and shoot. I don't shoot. I just help volunteer, mm-hmm. Register teams. And then, of course, we have the silent auction, and you have a live auction, and then you have bands come in there and keynote speakers. So, again, Joey Jones, you might see him on Fox News quite a bit.
Yep.
He was there. Matias Ferreira, he spoke. And, again, these are guys that have benefited from these types of services for our veterans, which is great. And then capped it all off with Granger Smith.
Yeah.
He was there, and most people can, he's a name that people recognize.
Oh, sure.
It was great. Raised a lot of money. And again, it's I go down a day or two earlier and I help set up the stage and the flags with some of our coworkers, and it's fun to swing a hammer some days. So
yeah, and you know, the names you mentioned, these are all people, if you, from my perspective, that I really look up to. If I see them on TV or if I happen to hear that they're saying anything, I'm going to listen.
Yeah, I mean, the perspective. I love listening to Joey, and again, he's an old farm kid, country boy from Georgia, Marine, and his. You know, I mean, obviously, he's got one hell of a story.
Oh yeah,
but he's got just a common sense approach, and I love when they bring him on as a just anyone on Fox News, and a lot of times he's been on Fox and Friends, the Five.
Yeah,
which is, I like that show. It's a witty, good banter back and forth. And,
you know, it's getting hard to find news on television anymore.
Really is.
I'm going to say that kind of caters to us a little bit more, Scott, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's interesting. I try to read and watch a little bit of everything, but I can only go so far with like listening to Rachel Maddow or.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It aggravates me, or Joy Reid.
I agree. Local elections starting to come up again. County commissioners here in Grand Forks County. School board's got 23 people.
Wow. That's a lot.
You know, and do you think that the whole way of being on a board, say your city council, school board, whatever, you know, a lot of people think they can make a difference. Mm-hmm. A lot of people run. We'll use school board for an example. But now you see the things that are happening. Parents getting fed up with what's going on in the schools, standing up, speaking out, mm-hmm. being called terrorists or whatever. And all of a sudden, you've got all these people running because they've been seeing what's happening. And then the fact that if you run for one of these, you need to be held accountable. And a lot of these people are not.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you run, I get it, mm-hmm. but it's time to work, too. And that's the bigger part, right? Getting elected is just one small part of this, right?
Sure.
So you're there, and you want to better your community. And it does, like you said, you have our Attorney General from the United States labeling parents as terrorists. That's ridiculous.
Right.
You know, and again, I think it's a very bad message. If you want to go with it, my the other side of the aisle, if they want to go against parents and them standing up for their kids' educations, go for it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a ugly, ugly election if you keep that up.
Do you get a lot of phone calls from concerned citizens about certain situations or things going on?
You know, not necessarily as much from parents, but mm-hmm. I've had some staff members. Yep. And there might have been a video a few months or like a month or so ago where a teacher spoke up against CRT mm-hmm. in our Grand Forks School Board. And we've been connecting with him. And we passed some law back in the special session dealing specifically with CRT. So we may have to address this either next session or talk to the Attorney General. Mm-hmm. There's concerns, and these are what parents are paying attention to. And that's why you're seeing a lot more people showing up at school board meetings, city councils. Yeah. Their ears are open. Their eyes are open. They're paying attention, and it's good. I'm glad they're there. Be in the arena and make your voice heard. Be respectful, of course. But again, I get it. It gets passionate, and frustration and tensions rise. But again, just be there.
You know, one thing you just said struck me. Your ears and eyes are open. We were talking before we went on. We've been dealing with this stuff going on in East Grand Forks. And we heard it time and time again from concerned citizens at their hearing last night that these people don't answer their phones. They don't have voicemails set up, yada, yada, yada. They don't return calls. If I was to call you, Scott mm-hmm. Meyer, and say, hey, I've got a problem and I have a couple of questions. Could you please call me back? Are you going to be the guy that calls back right away?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I mean, that's what you do. Yeah. That's why we elected you, right?
Exactly. You know, and many times it's just, you just to get more clarification. You're not asking you to reinvent the wheel.
Sure.
But can you just represent me and mm-hmm. help me understand this? And sometimes, hey, I noticed your vote. Can you explain why you voted that mm-hmm. way? Yep, absolutely. You know, but sometimes I might need a little bit of research to go back and understand that bill again, and I'll just go online. I'm like, yeah, I'll get back to you, but I'm just going to have to go back and look at testimony and see my logic behind it.
Mm-hmm. Right? Somebody was showing me some, it had to do with rhinos. Mm-hmm. Did you guys get like a score
yep.
or something? Because I did notice that you were probably one of the top ones that mm-hmm. was a non-rhino. Yeah. But has anybody ever called you a rhino?
Oh, of course.
Yeah?
It's just,
what do you say to them?
You just kind of laugh it off.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, that's your opinion. I get it. Mm-hmm. I'm standing up for conservative principles.
Sure.
Sometimes I'll even say, you're actually maybe the rhino, right?
Yeah.
And what I'm meaning is there's a lot of libertarians that have kind of come under our tent. And I go, technically, you would be the rhino in this situation. But again, it's just a name. I don't really get too bent out of shape.
You know, we did the Red on the Ralph Minnesota GOP Republican deal here a couple of weeks ago. But that was one of the questions. I was the moderator. And it was just a simple question. And it was, are you really a conservative?
Yeah.
And how do you answer that?
Yeah, I think you're a small government. Keep taxes low. You know, stand up for family values. That's pretty much the basics right there. And I would like to say I do that. And what you were talking about was the American Conservative Union. Mm-hmm. They take these bills. They don't put any budget bills really into it, but it's more policy. And then they rank you out. I got dinged a little bit for when I look at what some would call corporate cronyism and allowing like TIF districts. My thoughts are on this. Not every business wants to relocate to North Dakota.
Sure.
Sometimes we have to be able to give some of these incentives. And then again, it is up to the political subdivisions if they want to employ them. So I look at it that way. But again, you know, when you start looking at Right for Life and low taxes, those types of things, I mean, 100%. So 2019, I think I was tied for the number one most conservative senator in North Dakota. And then 21, I was top five. So yeah, there might be more of a wave going this way too. You know, as like I said, we had the convention in Bismarck last month, and it was closer than I think a lot of people thought.
Yeah, I thought it was way closer than it would be.
I mean, Hovind has been. I mean, he's a rock. I mean, he's solid.
Mm-hmm.
He's been around forever. He dominates in all of his elections. He's very likable. He's kind of, like I said, that more moderate conservative, of course. And Rick came in, and he's a further right, and he got his base out. He gets them there, and it was close. The great thing about it, like, I saw fire in Hovind's eyes again. It was fun. Sometimes
you said he was pretty fired up.
He was fired up, and sometimes you need that opponent again, or someone, you know, when you're constantly just... I mean, the Democrat that he's going to run against, I think raised like $7,000.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, okay, come on.
Yeah, that
I could do that.
Get you a week's worth of radio ads.
Exactly. And so, I mean, his most serious threat was Rick, and he took it serious. And I'm hoping, like, he's obviously it caught his attention, which he should have, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of his votes he had to answer for. But I think John is a great person for Grand Forks' community with the base, Grand Sky, what he provides to us as a senator. And then I look at all these lawmakers that have maybe been a little squishy and going, hey, the people are paying attention. And,
yeah.
And there's a fair amount of my colleagues in the Senate that didn't get endorsed in their own conventions, okay? So they're running in the primary. And people are going, you know what? There's some votes that we are kind of upset with, you know, was it transgender issue? Was it those types of bills, you know? So they've it's brought people back into the forum, and I'm glad they're there.
Do you find that people are more involved with politics now than ever? Because it seems to me, and I'm not quite sure about me, but it seems to me ever since the pandemic hit, And maybe it's because people had more time to, you know, watch TV, get on social media, pay attention, if you will. But have you found in the last 2 years people seem to be getting more involved with politics?
I would even venture. I'd say you're right with COVID for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd even venture a little further and go with Trump. I mean, that was the one guy that brought a lot of people that have never voted before into this, and now they've gotten involved and they like what they're. Or maybe not like what they're like listening to or hearing,
sure,
but
sure.
they're now engaged and they get it a little bit more. But then COVID, you started seeing things that where people felt like their liberties were being infringed upon.
Yes.
And that's why also it's like, listen, let me make my decision. Let me live my life, please. Just again,
don't tell me what to do, what I have to do, I have to do it.
I was on the flight from Boston to Minneapolis, and I had the screen on, and Fox News breaking news, the Supreme Court or whatever reverses the mask mandate that the CDC did, but I just instantly took that thing
off. So you were on an airplane.
I was literally probably over like Ohio.
Yeah.
And I was like, this baby's off. And of course, people were like looking at you. Get to the Minneapolis airport. I didn't even have it hanging on my ears anymore.
Yeah.
It is in my pocket.
Did the pilot make an announcement on the flight?
Not
because
for us.
I did hear on certain flights that they made the announcement in mid-flight and people just jumped for joy and were applauding and screaming and...
No, nothing for us, but I got to Minneapolis Airport, and I'm walking through it, and I have nothing on my face.
These people were probably following you around. Wait till the cops catch him. We're going to get your camera ready, get your phone ready.
I got so many side eyes, and I'm like praying for it. Please, please, please come and talk to me. please. I'm going to enjoy this so much.
You know, Scott, you mentioned not every business wants to move to North Dakota. There should be some incentives, I guess, once in a while. But it brings me up to the whole Fufong thing. I thought it was a great idea at first until we, you know, things started coming out. But, you know, I think our mayor, who does a fantastic job in Grand Forks, I think he's kind of between a rock and a hard place there. But when you think about it, we lost FedEx. We lost Amazon. We could have got a Marvin Windows office here. We could have got a DigiKey here. And all of these things. And we lost them all. And then this shows up. And it sounded like a win-win for everybody at first. And of course, the people spoke up. And now we all know what's happening. But what are your thoughts on a Chinese company moving here?
Well, I respect the decisions of what they've of like Mayor Bochensky and the council. But what I looked at was how much vetting had they gone into. Like, have they met with the State Department? They had. Have they met with the FBI? They have. Have they met with Hovind, Kramer, Armstrong, and the tools that they have available to them? They mm-hmm. have. And so far, no one has brought any flags from that.
Okay? Right.
I understand the concerns about the Chinese and the involvement there, but we also have other businesses in our area that are owned by Chinese companies.
Well, China owns half of the United States now, I swear.
Yeah.
You know?
But so I get that concern. Now, I do look more as what you had just said of how many businesses we missed out on or have lost to Fargo or Omaha mm-hmm. or Sioux Falls, whatever. And again, Brandon ran on that. He's like, I am running to bring sure. industry to town. And he actually fought really hard to get that pipeline, that natural gas pipeline mm-hmm. across the state. That was because of Fufang
sure.
and what we can do with other industry. It's a big deal. So right now, I mean, I'm fine with what's going on. I'm okay with moving forward as is. And, you know, the petition and stuff like that, you know, it's unfortunate that they had to throw out some signatures. Mm-hmm. But again, when you have people maybe like some of these guys that I've heard have been under investigation on other ballot measures, mm-hmm. you know, maybe you don't want them tainting your signature pool.
Sure, so, sure.
I get it. It's hot button. Same thing, though. I look at it this way. So how we have it in the legislature, we have what's called we can have a resolution or whatever. We can take it and put it to the vote of the people. But my goodness, if we did that on bills yeah. that where we had 50-50 or whatever, we would have 70-80 bill every mm-hmm. every election.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes you elected us to these positions, and we got to make some tough decisions.
Right,
it's not always going to be. You know, some people that like you might not like you after this one for a little bit, but I hope they can understand that you had to make a decision.
So. Mm-hmm. You know, again, I've heard some bad things now about the mayor. I think he's a great mayor. I think he really absolutely 190% cares about Grand Forks. And I think he thought he was doing the right thing. So now let's out in Bismarck. What's turning your crank out there right now? Is there anything you're really keyed up about?
Well, we're in the interim right now. The big ones that we're talking a lot about are the legacy fund. And so I'm on the legacy and budget stabilization advisory fund board, whatever. And basically we deal with REO, the real estate investment, mm-hmm. and the state investment board. So we're not the ones when people say, hey, you need to divest some of these funds. I'm not the one that sits on that board. We just kind of tell them what we think you should do. Mm-hmm. But that's another concern. You know, we don't want to have investments in Russia. And again, now the other yep. one is again getting more into China. Mm-hmm. But people wish you could just snap your fingers and have it gone and divest. And it doesn't always work as that way, right? So I know they're meeting. There's hot button issues there. Beyond that, going into the next session, will be in January, but we have an election coming up. District 43 and District 17 are running, so we're going to have some new faces in Bismarck. There'll be some maneuvering with committees and mm-hmm. things, and of course, Ray's not coming back, so there's some change there. That's a big committee for us to pay attention to in Grand Forks, considering Ray was the chairman of Appropriations in the Senate,
yep,
and he
yep.
was the only senator from Grand Forks in that committee.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the checkbook. That's the purse strings. That's where people pay attention, the business leaders, the city leaders. They're who they talk to. They talk to Ray. So we're going to have to figure out at least get one, hopefully maybe two of us into that committee. I would like to be in that committee. There's no guarantee, so I'm pushing for it, but that'll be different. And yeah, it's just fundraising, and you're starting to see campaign ads and all those things.
Oh yeah,
and,
yeah. Here we go.
Yeah, like I mean, like my good friend Michael Howe's running for Secretary of State. He'll be in town here on the 18th for a little fundraiser, and you want to talk about elections and those types of things. That's Secretary of State and business contractors, those types of guys. That's what he handles, businesses. So you know what? Swing down. It's either going to be at Bonzers are at Eagles Crest. I'm not exactly sure at the moment, but okay. He's a good guy.
Okay, we're gonna talk a little bit more about that too coming up here. But right now, District 18, North Dakota State Senator Scott Meyer is on the show. We're gonna take a little break. We're gonna give a shout out to Executive Properties. We will be right back.
Do you feel like you aren't making progress on your home projects? It may be time for you to ask for help. You should call your friends at Executive Properties and Construction. Our team offers over 30 years of experience, so you know your project will be in great hands with us. From outdoor projects such as decks, siding, and concrete work, to indoor projects like bathroom remodels, kitchens, flooring, and more, we can do it all. Call or email us today to get a head start on your spring projects for 2022.
For all your general contractor needs, call Executive Properties at 701-330-1273, or you can check out the website. It's executiveproperties.org. And we are back with State Senator Scott Meyer here from North Dakota. You know, you mentioned Ray, Senator Ray Holmberg, going to resign on June 1st, I believe. The whole thing, you know, I get to read whatever the media writes out there. I don't know the whole story. I do know him. Seems like a great guy. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on this whole thing?
Yeah, you hit it. My quote in the paper, just like you said, I think there's a lot of questions that we don't have answers to. Mm-hmm. He hasn't been charged with a crime. I do respect him for resigning. At first, he resigned from legislative management.
Yep.
And then he decided ultimately to step away. And he just didn't want to be a distraction. And
right.
I appreciate that, because there are people that are going through campaigns and you might have to answer a question. And it's like, well, this doesn't really affect you. So, you know, I wish him all the best. And I mean, right now I've connected with him a couple times, just checked in and see how things are going. But like I said, there's still some questions that have to probably be answered. And, you know, I know he has an attorney and.
You know, he's been doing this for such a long time.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be weird, actually.
You're right. It is weird, and it's an unfortunate shadow over amazing what otherwise was an amazing career in the North Dakota legislature. But yeah, beyond that, I mean, he's the godfather in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
He's seen it all. And when we caucus, he'll say things like we'll go through like a bill, and we'll all be sitting there. Mind you, there's 40 of us, and he'll say, "Okay, well, maybe we're not picking up on this." He's got all these little nuances and saying, you know, in 1988 or 89,
yeah.
This happened.
I was four.
Yeah, you know, and this is why it doesn't work. And, uh-huh. and he's seen it also, where he has a unique perspective compared to others, is he's been in the minority party before.
Like, sure.
He was on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to sit down and, well, we have 40 of 47, and we might pick up a couple more even, which doesn't even seem possible. But we'll see how this all plays out with what's going on with Biden, all the inflation and everything else that's been going on the last 2 years. But then also now we have this potential Roe v. Wade overturning coming up. That'll give some fire up. So it's going to be that's like the October surprise.
Yeah.
But
so
in May.
So what would happen in North Dakota if Roe v. Wade, you know, is overturned?
Abortion will be illegal.
Yeah.
There's been a law that's already on the books. It's already in Century Code. It was codified, I believe, in 2009, and it will outlaw abortion in North Dakota if this mm-hmm. gets overturned.
Yeah, Minnesota's chomping their bits right now.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. It's like a lot of people are going, "Oh, this is the end." No. It's where it should be, is state right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, states can set the law, and I appreciate that. So, it'll basically be your red states will be anti-abortion, your blue states will be pro-abortion, and it's unfortunate, but here it is.
Passing of Attorney General Wayne Stengem, a shocker.
Yeah.
I know you knew him pretty well.
Yes.
Boy, that's a big loss.
Very sad. Yeah, he was my mom's second cousin. So,
oh, wow.
I feel almost a little guilty about that. Like, I didn't really let people know that, but we had like a little, we just walked by each other in the Capitol. Hey, cuz,
mm-hmm.
that's about it. And a little nod. But he was such another guy that was a wealth of knowledge and just served his state. And that funeral was tough. We were down in Bismarck for it, and my mom went with me to it. And yeah, he was a larger than life character in North Dakota. I mean, it's yeah, and that's two guys. Both he and Ray are gone. I mean, and the other thing though, you realize is this. You know, I've thought about this after my first session, and now I've gone through three of them. And Kelly Armstrong left after my first session to go to Congress, and you go, oh my gosh, how are we gonna get mm-hmm. business done? How are we gonna do these things? Like Ray's gone and Wayne's gone, just like we always have. It's the next man up. We're going to get to work.
Yeah. And you know, it's a shame because didn't he announce he was going to retire?
Yeah.
You know, to even be able to get to enjoy a little bit of retirement because he put his time in, man.
He served. He served. Yeah. It was sad. He had been there a long time and he and Beth were planning on trips and busy, mm-hmm. just touring the world and just enjoying life. And he loved North Dakota. It was, it's too bad. Really sad.
North Dakota challenging the tribes awarding of mineral rights. You have any thoughts on that? Who gets the rights? It's kind of a sticky subject.
Yeah. It feels like it's every year. It is a sticky subject. And, you know, it's interesting. Last session we talked about straddle wells. And if the well's on this side of the boundary line, it's mm-hmm. drilling under here. Whose is it? I just think it's – I think we maybe make it too hard sometimes. Who has the minerals? Whose property? You know, come on, let's. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be that hard. But there are tax rates that go into play,
sure,
and how they want to be taxed. Because again, they're a sovereign nation. So I'll be honest. Every session in finance and taxation, we have a bill or two like this that comes through. Now we're probably going to. There's a chance that we may have to go back before session to deal with these triggers for the oil taxes. But we'll see. We would have to be called back by the governor.
Right, right. So what are you looking forward to most when you guys go back to session?
It's
kind of a vague question. But.
Yeah, no, it is. But every session has its own unique just feel, right? You know, my first one was 17, and there was no ethics commission. There was no COVID. Then the second session was ethics commission. So everyone was a little on guard. And then mm-hmm. the third session was COVID and all this. Now I think everyone's just kind of excited to get back to what we consider somewhat normal, but also keeping some of the elements that we had last session with, you know, video conferencing and those things. But I think that'll be great. Like I said, there's going to be a lot of movement in the Senate as far as with, I know I was in Boston, you know, I appreciate that. But there'll be some movement, like I said. And, you know, there was a ballot measure that got thrown out by Al Jager mm-hmm. about term limits. And I get it. I see where people are coming from, but I think that's misguided. I think you're thinking more of D.C. than right. here. Now, again, Ray is an exception to the rule of being in there as long as he has. But there's a lot of guys that'll be gone. Mm-hmm. And again, this will be my fourth session. Eighth year essentially, and there's not many more that have been there longer
right
than
and I mean you're still a young guy but now you're like one of the old codgers.
It's funny. It is like I could be on the fourth row this year and I'm like, this is wild.
Wow.
Yeah. I know I'm getting my gray hair.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to become a silver fox quicker than I can, but
you look, then they can call you distinguished.
Yeah, yes,
there you go.
Yes.
Never put Scott Meyer and distinguished in the same sentence before, but I can see it.
It's better than being called Senator Skinny Pants. So that's what I've been called.
Oh, you know, Scott, you mentioned Michael Hall running for Secretary of State. You're going to be hosting a fundraiser. We can dig into that a little bit here.
Yeah. So Michael again, served in the legislature since I've gotten elected back in 16. So he and I have always been there. He's a House member, and he was an appropriator the last two sessions. Farm guy, farm kid from Castleton, mm-hmm. so you know that those roots down there. But, yeah, he'd be a fantastic Secretary of State candidate and hopefully our next one, which I fully anticipate him doing that because he's working hard. He's asking for the votes. Mm-hmm. He's showing what he can do. But yeah, he's very likable. Married to a gal from Grafton, Katie Ralston. Katie Howe now. So she's in the Commerce Department. She's former Miss North Dakota. They're an amazing couple. They're mm-hmm. great people. So happy to have him coming up to town. And
you got dates, times, places, anywhere yet?
May 18th at 5 p.m. Right now we're at Bonzer's. So yeah, unless that changes, we'll let you know.
Write this down. You know, Scott, the last time we talked, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Run into you once in a while here or there, but asked you, and I'll ask you again, you going to run again? I know you had made the comment, you know, and I get this after the pandemic and all that crap that you guys had to go through and all the rest of us went through. And you kind of made the comment like, you know, I don't really know if that's what I signed up for. Everything's COVID, COVID, COVID. Have you got a chance to maybe rethink that a little bit? You know, we just talked about you're now turning into one of the older guys,
right.
You know, on the floor. Are you going to, you want to keep doing this for a while or?
Yeah, I think it wasn't fair coming out of those sessions.
And it wasn't. And that's why I figured I'd wait 6 months before I asked you this question again.
There were a lot of us that came out of that with just a little bit of frustration and maybe just kind of like, I'm over this. I'm having fights with my same party and these types of things. It's not my passion wasn't there. But now being separated from it for a few months and realizing what we're going into next session, it feels like we're going to kind of get back to normal and kind of get at the business at hand. I'm feeling good. As far as running again, I don't know. I mean, I'm never going to tip a hand on that one, but I enjoy what I'm doing. I enjoy representing the folks of Grand Forks. It's a unique, like I said, having Ray gone, having to be a voice for our community.
Yeah.
And not only just be a voice. I know we've got 12 of us down there, but you need some leaders out of the 12. Happy to do that. I know there's other ones that are stepping forward too and carrying that that weight for that Ray held.
You know, so. Whenever we have you in the studios here, Scott, it's pretty obvious how passionate you are about what you do. And I would just seem to think that there's a part of you that is thinking to yourself, you know what, my work isn't really done yet. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, there are times, right? There's things you want to get done. And, there's big things as far as maybe could we remove income tax. The other ones, people talking about property tax. What can we do, though? There's just never been a magic bullet on property tax and what's fair and equitable and also keeping it local control. But then even the fun one, of course, last session it seemed like I was on all the sin bills, but
Mike, with a grin.
Gotta have a little fun. They bring some money.
Sure,
in, right?
Sure.
But Michael, to speak about Michael Howe, he was texting with me earlier this week. He's like, all right, we got to get this plan for sports betting. We got to get this passed.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we're doing. Let's get this. But he's not going to be a lawmaker. So I'm like, yeah. So I might have to be, carrying that baton. And of course, I told him, I go, you do remember I'm the carrier of the bill in the Senate when it died, right?
Yeah.
You do remember that. So I was, it's just these, it's this mentality though. It's this, expansion of gaming. They keep saying, it's an expansion of gaming. Well, come on now. It's people can bet on their phone and we're just missing that.
Right.
That's the point.
Like, yep.
That's where I look at it. In fact, I could make a trade on Robinhood right now.
Sure, sure.
How's that any different, in my opinion?
Right.
So sports betting is different than slot machines and pull tabs.
Absolutely.
There's some strategy.
Yes, yes. This was handed to me. Ask him about the Ministry of Misinformation. Isn't that the biggest joke in the world?
Yeah.
I keep waiting for a punchline.
These are the things that really actually make me... I don't get fired up about a lot of things, but that's stuff like that. Like... You're hypocritical. You're lying. To say that you just pushed away Hunter Biden's laptop.
Yeah.
You pushed the Russian collusion hoax, and then all of a sudden now you're going to be the truth teller and you're going to tell me. Come on now. This is ridiculous. And then of course, but when you sing a TikTok based off Mary Poppins, that makes me feel that much better. Sorry, I'm getting a little fired up. This is ridiculous. So annoying.
We need changes from the very top.
Yeah.
Obvious.
Yeah.
It's nice to actually talk to somebody that claims to be a conservative, and you know they are. Me being stuck, and I shouldn't say this because I love the state of Minnesota, but man, I can't stand their politics. It's so funny because when we were at this Red at the Ralph thing, this was a Republican deal, but when I got up there, my opening remarks were, it's kind of funny because my mom is a staunch Democrat, and she can't even stand Governor Walz.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at least in North Dakota, it's like you guys actually think about things.
Right.
You think before you speak. You don't do stupid stuff like our governor does over there and our politicians there. But they all agreed we need change in Minnesota. And I'd like to see it get more and more like North Dakota. But you do an amazing job. I know the citizens here and the citizens you represent, I know they want you to keep going at this. And you're going to be, pretty soon you're going to be like Ray. maybe not.
Yeah. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's interesting, but yeah, you do need to have some of that wisdom, you know, because again, if that term limit and that thing passed, I would be going into my last session. In fact, I would be the most senior senator in there now. And again, the problem that people aren't really thinking of and realizing is, guess what's going to happen? The lobbyists are going to run that show. It's the tail wagging the dog, because they're going to walk up and go like, well, you just let me tell you how this works. And again, I've got a lot of friends that are lobbyists.
Sure.
So don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to paint them all in this wide brush, but it's the truth. They're going to have so much power because there'll be lawmakers that, again, will be, well, this is my fourth session, and I still feel like I'm learning.
Yeah, and I was just going to ask you that. Do you learn something new every session?
All the time.
Because that's the answer people want to hear.
Right.
Right there, nah, I didn't learn anything new. Well, then you weren't paying attention,
right,
is the way I would look at it.
And I'm looking at it as, if I am fortunate enough to now become an appropriator, I'm maybe looking at not taking on as many bills, mainly because it's going to be drinking from a fire hose. I got to learn the process a little bit more because it's a new committee and it's just budgeting. So it's just a little nuance. Again, like I said, I'm going to have to learn. So again, you're learning all the time.
Right.
And you might even learn that your stances could change on certain issues.
And you're allowed to do that.
Right. Right, right, exactly. And it's sometimes you might realize, wow, okay, I never thought of it that way, and off we go. So it's there's been times I've switched some votes.
But that's only human.
Right.
You know, sometimes you can kind of just say, well, I'm going to do this. But then the more you think about it, the more research you do, and it's human nature to be able to change your mind. That's why they call it that. I'm guessing we're going to see each other a little bit more coming up here in the near future. It's always a pleasure having you on this show. I mean, I look forward to it when you come in, because you're a good guy to talk to. It's just like, that's the one nice thing about, a lot of people think politicians are these stuffy, bleh, I don't have time for you, but you're just Scott Meyer, a guy I could sit down with next to Bonzers and have a beer and talk like normal people do. And have fun doing it.
That's the way it should be. I think what my running mate Steve Vetter and I have kind of really worked on is not being the country club Republican, right? And just be a normal guy. And again, like I said, look at Donald Trump, a billionaire real estate mogulist from Manhattan, was able to connect with the middle class better than anyone ever.
Ever.
And I'll go to the grave thinking that, by the way.
Oh, I agree with you. I will too. Okay, so let's see, May 5th. Or May 18th, 5 o'clock, Bonzers. It's going to be the Michael Hall fundraiser.
Yep.
And so hopefully, what day of the week is that?
I believe it's a Wednesday.
Yes, it is. Maybe they'll give me a chance to go to Bonzers.
Heck yeah.
Scott, thanks again for coming in, man.
Appreciate it.
Love it. We'll talk here in a minute.
When I get those text messages from you saying, hey, can you come in? I get excited. So thank you for having me on.
We appreciate it. Too bad we got snowed out last time.
That's right.
Well, there you go. District 18, North Dakota, State Senator Scott Meyer. And thanks again, Scott, for coming on the show. Our show today brought to you by Moe's Cafe, right here in the Grand Cities Mall. Sit down, takeout diner. They serve incredible food, great breakfast, lunch, daily and weekends. They've got gluten-free specialties, 15% discount for the military. And I tell you what, check out these all-occasion gift baskets they have. Moe's Cafe, not your ordinary food. You're going to go in there and find some incredible stuff. They're open Tuesday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Weekends, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're at Suite 31 here in the Grand Cities Mall. Make sure to check out Moe's Daily Dish on our morning update. You'll hear another one tomorrow. Moe's Cafe, you will love it. Well, Dale will be back at 2 o'clock today. It's big screens and TV streams. I'm getting ready to get out of here. I'll catch you all in the morning, all right? Hey, remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone and become a patron on Podbean. You can win some really cool stuff. Grand Forks is an awesome place. Grand Forks' best source is giving it an identity again.